It's a meeting amongst all leaders on how to reduce Australia's high energy costs and increase reliability. Smiles are at the forefront as all states and federal ministers agreed that hydrogen is the answer.
Which is extremely good news for an industry that offers very real potential for Australia, not only in using hydrogen domestically as a source of low-cost, affordable, reliable power into the future, but of course as an export opportunity.
The Energy Minister said that Australia is on target to meet our Paris and Kyoto obligations, but that coal isn't going away anytime soon.
Coal will continue to play an important role in our electricity system for many years to come.
Some experts aren't convinced that hydrogen will bring down power bills.
In terms of its role in the future renewable energy mix, the jury is still out.
James Eccleston, an energy researcher at Curtin University, believes that hydrogen relies too much on current energy distribution networks. He believes that in the future, electricity will be generated where it's used. Mr. Eccleston disagrees that coal will continue to play a role in our electricity.
Ultimately, the report published by the Frydenberg showed that coal comes to an end in 2050 in this country.
The Energy Council will meet in March next year to continue to discuss energy policy. Helene Fung, WAMN News.